Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. The name of the game is to be a smart thinker in order to be a smart marketer. And that's really the whole purpose of this show. We try and do this through a number of ways. Obviously from guests that we have, and we have guests maybe 2 to 3 times a month. We also look at topics that you have told us that are interesting to you, topics that our experience, experience has shown us are necessary to know about. But the key to it is we want people to think. And when we say think, we don't want you to just react. We want you to be proactive. And there's many tricks out there that we hope to cover, techniques that can enable you to outthink your competition without outspending them. And we do this in a couple of ways. One is a radio show. We also have 4 LinkedIn groups. LinkedIn is a very good business social media aspect for you to pay attention to. And our 4 groups are Smart Marketing for Small Business, same as the radio show, Creative Thinkers Forum, where we try to create ideas, questions, get discussions going to think more creatively. Celebrities for Marketing is another approach that we look at, because there is a way to use celebrities very effectively without having to spend a lot of money. Some very imaginative things that can be done. And then what we call fearless marketers. And these are people who are not afraid to take some risk. Because most of the world, most of you out there, tend to mimic the others within your industry. When we want you to be fresh thinkers, think outside the box, be fearless. We have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. And if you have an idea on how we can help you, topic you'd like us to cover, discussion that you would like to see us have, you'd even like to be a guest yourself, email us at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. These are things that we do to try and help you, but you've got to help yourself. So when you go to the LinkedIn groups, get start a discussion, get involved in a discussion, email us if there are things you'd like us to cover or you're interested in sharing something with us, or perhaps, as I said, being a guest on the show. So there's a whole range of things that we can talk about. You know, we act somewhat like an executive coach. We get to try and get you to think a little more innovatively in marketing strategy and in the use of creative tactics. And I am available for speeches and workshops. All right, let's put all that aside for the moment. Let's talk about what are we going to cover tonight. Well, we're going to cover 3 areas. We're going to talk about sports. Well, actually, what we're going to talk about is how sports and marketing have similarities. We're also going to talk about how you can ensure a high rate of customer retention, steps that you can take. And if we have enough time left, you know, then we're going to talk about some things you can do when you have limited funds to work with. But let's start out with the idea of sports and marketing, the similarities. As you know, I love quotations and I use them all the time. And there's one by Ralph Waldo Emerson. A man comes to measure his greatness by the regrets, envies, and hatreds of his competition. And sports is definitely a competition environment. Competition is something literally every sports participant faces, as well as every business leader, manager, or entrepreneur. You know, it's a key element that encourages us to move forward as quickly and as positive as we can. And I want to rephrase that, repeat that phrase. A key element that encourages us to move forward as quickly and as positive as we can. because I often talk about the fact that there is no room in life for negative thinking. You know, you study your competitor thoroughly, just as you do in sports. You study your competitor thoroughly. It enables you to spot overlooked opportunities or weaknesses that one can take advantage of. You know, the smart participant never stops looking for that competitive edge. Now, the will to win is worthless if you do not have the will to prepare. A gentleman named Thane Yost said that. I'd like to take credit for myself, but we'll let Thane take credit for it. In sports, just as in marketing, you have to have a strategy. The success of the game of sports or business relies heavily on a well-thought-out plan of action or strategy, one that takes into consideration all the aspects of what will or could happen on the, quote, playing field, unquote. Now, to gain the insight necessary for a successful game plan, you need to review past experiences. You need to look what's happening within your industry, or as we can refer to your sport, but in your industry. And you need to talk to people who are active in that, be they executive coaches or consultants or those who've been there before, to develop the right plan. You can learn from other people's experiences if you're smart enough to ask the questions and smart enough also to shut up and listen to the answers. Now, you have to be flexible enough to change your tactics as action on the playing field or marketplace deems necessary. Vince Lombardi, the great Green Bay Packer coach, said, "People who work together will win, whether it be against complex football defenses or the problems of modern society. Teamwork works wonders." No one succeeds by themselves. In some way, all successes are achieved due to the efforts of more than just the winner. You know, this is true no matter the sport or business achievement. Others are there helping either directly or indirectly. You know, Mark Twain once said, "Really great people make you feel that you too can become great." And that's what a good coach does. Because they stimulate and they motivate. You know, to get the most out of yourself and others who are key to your success requires an effort to motivate. And in order to motivate, you have to take a variety of approaches. You know, you have to look at, are you asking questions that will enhance your ability to perform? Now, asking questions is a skill to get the information you want, get a better insight as to what the playing field is about. It is key. Then there's creating a communications conduit and being a great listener, which improves your ability to learn from their feedback. Just as you're in the huddle in a football team and you're listening to what the linemen are saying and the end is saying, you know, the same thing has to happen in business. You need to listen to what's going on. And you got to encourage others to help you. And also the reverse. You have to offer to help them. That's what builds teamwork. That's what creates the motivation for having a strong team. You're providing leadership or ideas that are beneficial to all participants. This is not brain surgery. This is what I call often the uncommon factor. You've heard me say it quite often. The uncommon factor is common sense, and we need to use it more and more. You know, the difference between towering and cowering is totally a matter of inner posture. And what is your inner posture? How strong are you? You need to look at your strengths and your weaknesses, as well as the strengths and weaknesses of your competition. You know, strengths can be measured in many ways. Obviously, physically, financially, spiritually, attitude-wise, performance, and more. Now, so you can do the same for weaknesses. Now, you can basically examine them very closely and see what makes sense in your situation. You know, one needs to identify both the strengths and the weaknesses as it relates to the individual on the not only on the playing field. Well, we are using a sports metaphor here, but in the leadership role, in managing and marketing. You know, you become more important than ever in the world of sports, where only a few reach a high level of exposure to the business world, fighting within an incredibly, increasingly cluttered communications and business environment. Identifying those strengths and weaknesses, those two areas, are key to your success, as it is what you do to enhance and improve each of these factors. You know, learning is either a continuous thing or it is nothing. And as in sports, there is a need for training. None of us are so smart that we can't learn something new. Training is simply learning, and it has to be a continuous facet of your life if you plan to remain active in your business or life. The constant effort to increase one's knowledge will enhance performance no matter what you do or where you do it. Now, pressure is a word that is misused in our vocabulary. When you start thinking of pressure, it's because you've started to think of failure. Positive thinking. You're going to achieve your goals. You're not going to let anything get in your way. And part of that is execution. You know, whether you are initiating, quote, a quarterback sneak or promoting and exhibiting at a trade show, to running an ad or PR campaign, how well you implement it will have a major impact on the results. Again, back to Vince Lombardi. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Let me say that again. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Now, succeeding in sports is quite similar to winning in the marketplace. Many of the same steps, processes, and procedures need to take place to win. And one of those factors which is of prime importance is attitude. Not only the desire, but the will to never stop trying. A positive attitude, an attitude for success. This is key. So these are points where sports and marketing have the similarities in the competition, in the strategy, in the teamwork, in the motivation, in the examination of strengths and weaknesses, the ongoing training, the careful execution and implementation, and the winning attitude. All of these are key elements for your success. Now, some of the other things that you can do for success, we talked about at the opening of this show. Get active on things like social media, like LinkedIn. Go to our four LinkedIn groups. Go to Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, or Fearless Marketers. Read or get involved with our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. You can also go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, and there are things that you can learn from there. While you're up there, you can also hit our advisory services and learn about a unique program we have that developed out of a problem people had that became an opportunity. And I'm a great believer in that problems are opportunities. And what that problem was, in particular for small businesses, they didn't want to get into long-term retainer relationships. They needed help, but they didn't want to get into a retainer relationship. In some cases, retainer relationships, project fees make sense. But in some cases, problems come up on an occasional basis and somebody wants help. So we created a thing called advisory time blocks. It allows for executive coaching, strategic planning, creative tactics. It allows a client to basically buy blocks of time, 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, and use it as they need it. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, a half hour here, 2 hours there. But the blocks of time, the advisory time blocks, are good for a solid year. And there is just so many opportunities to help yourself by taking advantage of these services. We will hope to be producing this year a series of workshops that we will keep you advised of that might be of interest for attending, and we're also talking about creating some webinars. All right, let's move on. We talked about sports and marketing. Now what I'd like to do is talk about what I call five steps, and they're easy steps, to ensure a high rate of customer retention. You know, we work so hard to get a customer. We need to continue to work hard to keep that customer. And again, a lot of this is just common sense. It is understanding what needs to be done that can be very effective. Now, customers like to know that they are important to you. So you've got to create awareness of your interest in their welfare. I had a conversation with somebody today that I'm interviewing for a column I write for a business publication. And we were talking about the fact of courtesy, a subject that I talk about often, or advise on often as well. And she was complaining about the fact that there is such a lack of courtesy, you know, where even though she's spending money, the services that she's buying and the products she's buying, she doesn't feel they're important, that they consider her important. So you need to know that customers like to know that they are important to you. So you've got to create awareness of your interest in their welfare. It costs five times as much to get a new customer as it does to keep the ones you have, and a significant multiple of that cost to regain one that you lost. It's a mistake thinking once you've landed a client that they will automatically stay with you. It really takes as much hard work to keep a customer as it does to acquire one, perhaps in some cases even more so. Customer retention enables you to build a solid foundation of repeat business, a solid foundation of revenue growth, and it helps your business longevity. So let's talk about five, what I think, relatively easy steps that you can take to have a positive customer retention environment. All right. Obviously, you know, we're talking about customer service. And, excuse me, the key aspect of retaining customers is how they feel, how they are being treated. So examine closely what you do and how well you do it. Consider these five steps. As I've mentioned earlier in the show and I've mentioned in previous shows, ask questions. Provide your customers a way to communicate to you so that you will be more effective in serving their needs. A twice-a-year survey. A suggestion box in your store says, "We care about what you are thinking." Offer a gift to encourage participation. Maybe it's a pen or to the first 100 people for filling out a form, whether by mail or via your website, or a monthly drawing among participants. Encourage them to ask questions. Reward them for asking those questions. Then comes the thing of paying attention to the little things, not just the major things, but paying attention to the little things. Now, the three most important things in building a strong customer relationship are to ask questions, listen closely, and be very observant when in the company of your client. Whether you're in the business-to-business arena or selling at retail, this helps you build relationships. Pay attention to them. And how do you pay attention to them? There are a lot of things you can do that cost nothing. They do require a little thinking. They require a little thought and effort. For example, thanking them for their business. When was the last time you ever received something from someone you've done business with outside of Christmas time? Rarely. And you're not alone. We love our customers. They are the reasons for our existence. But they like to know that you appreciate their business. Now, 3 to 5 times, 6 times a year, you know, make sure you find some way to say thank you. You know, it might be a handwritten note, might be a little gift. It might just be picking up the phone and saying, you know, I was thinking of you. Just want to know how you're doing. Not trying to sell you anything right now. Just want to see how things are going. It's making people feel that they're wanted. It sends a strong message of your positive feeling towards them. And then there's a point I make again and again and again, and that is to be proactive rather than reactive. So many people go through life reacting to what's going on around them rather than thinking ahead of the game and being proactive and having more control on what's going on. You know, you want to constantly show your interest in customers by trying to anticipate their needs. It enhances the user friendliness of doing business with you. Now, you need to look for ways you can aid a customer or client or prospect in making that purchasing decision easier, making them more comfortable, being user friendly. It is so important and often so overlooked. And it gives you a competitive edge when you make that additional effort. Now, you need to be out there. You know, reaching out to customers on a consistent basis is a necessity for any business. If you're out of sight, you may be out of mind when they're making a purchasing decision. People like doing shopping at the business that is always in the spotlight. In their mind, that public interest further reinforces a decision to keep doing business with you. Now, for example, consider this. Targeted direct mail is even more effective today considering the onslaught of emails facing them each day. I delete almost 300 emails a day. Now, create a response you can measure, such as a coupon or a gift, as an incentive to take an action you desire your target audience to take. Now, building that relationship. Develop some sort of formalized referral program that rewards customers for sending business to you. If a customer is satisfied with you, if they are happy with you, they can bring business to you. And because of social media, because of internet technology, when somebody was unhappy with a customer, business that they were a customer of, they might tell 10 people. Today, with the electronic world that we live in, they might tell 10,000 people. But at the same time, they may tell those 10,000 people how much they love you as well. So, you know, create some form of customer interaction activity on the internet at your website. You know, conversation creates relationships. Now, you might run contests or sweepstakes with some special reward if winners are already customers. Now, the cost of losing a customer is very, very expensive. Successful firms are built on a foundation of repeat business and referrals. The great mystery of business is that everyone knows this, but few have planned an approach to strengthening customer relationships, which will grow your business. You know, there's a wonderful quote by a gentleman named Theodore Levitt, who was the marketing guru at the Harvard Business School many years ago, but this still holds today. He said, "The sale merely consummates the courtship. Then the marriage begins. How good the marriage is depends on how well the relationship is managed by the seller." And that seller is you. Your customer is your bride. So you want to, or your groom, depending on your gender. But these are things that you need to look at. All right, we talked about sports, we talked about customer retention. One thing I want to talk about again is our LinkedIn groups, our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, our LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Fearless Marketers, Celebrities for Marketing, our email, marketingsmartly@aol.com. We want to hear from you. This is your show, and we want to tailor the show to fit your needs and your interests. All right, let me cover a couple of other points. Very simple. As some of you know, part of my career, I managed, was the business and personal manager of the world champion boxer, Smokin' Joe Frazier. And one of the things I learned from Joe, or I observed of Joe, was the fact that he loved and respected his fans. Thus, they in turn love and respected him. So sometimes when you don't have a lot of funds, as I was just talking about, the more you build relationships with your customers, the more they spread the word, the more you get the opportunity to create a relationship that far exceeds what your competition is doing. Excuse me. So love and respect your customer. Don't be afraid of change. This gentleman who was a key executive at General Motors said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." That was Charles Kettering, and he's right. The fear of change is a natural human response to something that's new, and opening your mind to be more accepting to change or the consideration of it, it releases you from the binds of conformity, allowing you to examine and explore possibilities that exist around you. There are so many untapped and overlooked opportunities sitting out there. Always keep in mind, big ideas start small. So the point being, small opportunities are often the beginning of great enterprise. And you need to think on constantly challenging your thinking. Everything doesn't have to be a big idea. It might be a small idea. And many of the things that we talked about here are small. Recognition, great motivator. All right? Originate, don't imitate. And I can go on and on and on. But there is just so much that you need to look at. There's a tendency in business, unfortunately, to mimic each other. And that, you know, can be a benefit for a smart marketer who's willing to take a close look and say, okay, how can I be different and how can I be more effective? All right, I want you to spread the word about this show. I want you to get active in the LinkedIn groups. If you're interested in the advisory time blocks, let's hear from you. Any ideas or topics that you'd like us to cover, Smart Marketing, marketingsmartly@aol.com. I'm Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, your host for this show, and I look forward to having you at listening to our next show every Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the evening, East Coast time. Take care and God bless.